Just bet the audio is much better now, isn't it, out there, everyone? Well, they didn't like the idea of us talking about the truth of what's being done to people, human beings, in hospitals here. And as soon as Donald Jeffries began talking about that, the DOS attack began. So, and as soon as he was done, it stopped. All right. Connect the dots. You don't even need to connect them. They're so close together, they're stuck to each other. Okay, back with us tonight is he's a fountain of knowledge, this guy. Eric Carlstrom, Professor Eric Carlstrom, has been a TI, a targeted individual, for a long time. He has seen it all, he's heard it all, and they still, I guess, are having fun at his expense. Gang stalkers and more. Hello, Eric, welcome back.
Yeah, greetings, Jeff. It's always great to continue our discussion. I enjoy it a lot, and I sure appreciate your commitment to try to uncover these things. You know, my gang stalking mindcontrolcults.com website, which I started in 2016, of course, in response to the fact that I'm now being targeted, now has 1,842 posts on it. But I think the context needs to be mentioned that, you know, with my other websites such as 911nwo.com, naturalclimatechange.org, San Luis Valley Waterwatch.com, you know, I had kind of shown the deep state, whatever, that I was interested in uncovering the truth and exposing corruption. And very, very typically, activists are targeted. And so, you know, that needs to be, you know, of course, anybody can be targeted, and with our terrorism watch lists and our fusion centers. But what just blows my mind, Jeff, it continually going even over my own posts on my own website, is how huge, how unbelievably huge this system is. In fact, it's tied into the military intelligence dictatorship that rules our world. And it's the same people doing the same thing, but they've privatized it. You see, this happened under Bush and Gore. We were going to make a government more efficient, right? So we're going to privatize it. So now we outsource our spy operations to all these private intelligence agencies and security firms. And the phenomenon of targeting and torture and murder of innocent civilians around the world is utterly huge. Of course, it's denied by all the officials, but we have so many brilliant targeted individuals speaking up about it, you know, with their books, with their YouTubes, with their podcasts, et cetera, that we now, I think, we have a pretty good idea of the structure of the system. And, of course, it's very similar, I think, in many ways to the COVID catastrophe, because I think it's essentially it's a deliberate culling of the herd in a way that benefits the elite and gets people out of their way. That they, you know, for instance, the old, I listened to your last discussion with Donald and, you know, his brother being snuffed out at the age of 73, completely healthy and not suffering from anything like COVID. I mean, this was fairly deliberate, obviously. And I think that we have to put the two operations side by side. We have to see that the same shadow government and the same forces behind the shadow government are responsible for both. And if we can get an idea of the magnitude of these operations, some military operations being carried out by our military and intelligence agencies with the help of the civilian sector, you know, citizens on patrol, neighborhood watch, you know, all these private.
They all have a price. They sell out.
Yes. Well, this is the point I was wanting to make tonight, Jeff, more than anything, is these people are our neighbors. We have in this country now a civil war, which is true. Being orchestrated with the highest technologies and NSA, National Security Agency. This is the NSA Global Spy Network with 100 and some other partner nations, partnering with the military and all these private entities like Lockheed Martin and Leidos, et cetera, Raytheon, and, you know, NGOs, you know, other countries. And it's a gigantic business. And again, it is, you know, we have a large number of people, Jeff, whose livelihood is based on the destroying the lives of others. This is really the point I wanted to make, that our nation, which, you know, from sea to shining sea and, you know, America the Beautiful and all this stuff and love your neighbor and, you know, I pledge allegiance to the flag, all the good stuff we learned as kids, the Lord's Prayer, that's out the window. We are now in a predator prey worse than the jungle. It's much worse than the jungle because it's so organized. These people
they have technology, Eric, that is so far advanced from the average person's ability to understand. It's decades ahead, depending on the discipline. But they know where you are, when you are, doing what you're saying. They know it all. It's a piece of cake. Look what they do to the weather, for God's sakes. They control the weather like you turn a water tap off and on. It just doesn't matter. They've got the tech, and they're using it against us. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, and this is something I hope we can talk about in the future, because my naturalclimatechange.org website really uncovers the fact, and I have to learn, you know, just like everybody else, because the press doesn't tell us this, that the global warming fraud scam was always a cover for global carbon taxes, one world government on the one hand, and geoengineering weather warfare on the other. That's plan A and plan B in all their government documents. So it was always a fraud, and it's easy to disprove it from a scientific point of view. But the reality behind the bogus science, which is again very similar to the bogus science of COVID, and the bought off scientists and the corrupted scientists, et cetera, very similar propositions, both really coming out of the UN to a large extent. The reality is all of this is moving towards the one world government of the Antichrist kingdom. And we really have a protracted, probably 3,000 plus year war here between the people of Satan, Satan's kids, as it were, and everybody else. And Henry, I don't want to get too, well, we could get off into this, but I mean, Henry Kissinger himself, German Jew agenteur of the Illuminati, said there is a war between the Jews and the non-Jews. Well, that's a half truth. The other half is that the war is prosecuted by the Jews against all non-Jews because they are the synagogue of Satan and they want the whole world for themselves. And that is their mandate, to utterly destroy and pull down all other nations and all other religions, and then have dominion over the world and enslave everybody else. And
you're seeing it right now. That's what's unfolding right now. This is the big final push. Go ahead.
This is the final push. And I've been rereading this fantastic book by Douglas Reed, The Controversy of Zion, which talks about the history of this this kind of immutable evil force, which has gone through history. You know, through the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution, notably, and of course, this would be the final revolution, as you know, of the world. And it is the same, the same dynamics. It's the same evil. It's the same hatred, which is manifest, the same contempt, malice, contempt. This is what I feel as a target individual. That's the whole point, is to kind of traumatize you, or the target, with malice and contempt and abuse and harassment.
Now, don't forget arrogance, condescension.
Absolutely.
ruthless brutality, all the rest of it.
It's just cruelty is what it is.
Yeah.
It's psychological warfare on the one hand, and it's actually spelled out in so many U.S. Army documents, and this is what we can talk about. I mean, the U.S. military is the NSA and CIA are the umbrella agencies carrying this out. But last time we heard the spectacular insights of the Canadian targeted individual, Stephen O'Keefe, who said that these agencies are the camouflage of this dominant sect, as it were. In other words, they control it. And this is, of course, the point that Bobby Fischer made, the great chess champion, who said that, there is no United States. It's just a pawn in the hands of this tribal group. The point that I wanted to kind of hopefully dwell on is to go back to the incredible podcast of the New Zealand targeted individual and political activist and politician and journalist Susie Dawson, and in her 10-part podcast series exposing the spies, opening the five eyes and exposing the spies, she lays it all out, and in interviews with other brilliant women, one of which is Elizabeth Mueller, a Virginia activist. Both of them were against the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, and that got them both targeted. And they discovered each other online and found out that, hey, the exact same things were happening to them, the same harassment, abuse, cruelty, etc., meant to, you know, systematically destroy their lives. And then this cute little gal, this activist Elizabeth Mueller, who's a massage therapist, started doing some research. And this is on the post underneath your underneath my name in our evening.
Under guests. Yeah.
Yeah. Episode 2: Opening the Five Eyes, Exposing the Spies. This has the interview with Susie Dawson and Elizabeth Mueller, in which Elizabeth was able to find the names and the curriculum vitae, the CVs, of a lot of the main perpetrators. She discovered that a young man named M.C. McGrath, who's like a 16-year-old computer nerd, I guess, figured out that he on LinkedIn that so many of these people would actually brag about their targeting, gang stalking exploits to try to get new jobs. And a lot of this information went on to the IC Watch or Intelligence Community Watch, WikiLeaks.org website. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And on that website, there is a 13,661 curriculum vitae of, you know, our fellow Americans, neighbors who are getting jobs, you know, in counterterrorism, surveillance role players, crisis actors, trainers, people who do honeypot, people who do, and they brag in these, in their curriculum vitae about their exploits. And a lot of these people would be veterans of the Iraq War or whatever, and they would be counterterrorism specialists and whatnot. Some would be professors, you know, in security studies, and they, and some would teach how to do honeypots, and they have their manuals on how to destroy other people's lives, and they get jobs. They get well paid, you know, maybe $40,000, $50,000 a year, maybe more in many cases. So it's a whole economy. It's an entire profession destroying people's lives in America and in the world with these military intelligence operations. And that's what they are, military intelligence operations. These are kill operations, only it's psychological warfare, et cetera.
Sure. You got it.
They're living at it. Now, what kind of person would do that on a year in, year out basis? I mean, I can only say that they must be, must have gone over to the dark side. They must have sold their souls. I mean, how can you do that? How can you deliberately wreck people's lives, you know, hope breaking and entering, and they call it surreptitious entry or a vehicle entry, These guys brag about this, or honeypots, or you know, breaking people down, this, that, and the other. All of the fantastic techniques that our spy agencies have developed against enemies in other countries, in the Cold War, et cetera, have now been brought home and are used against Americans who are deemed enemies by somebody and get on these lists, the terrorism watch list, whatever. And in this interview, which is episode two, these two gals, they just deconstruct the whole thing. And they show the documents. They show the vitae. They show some of the courses these people take. Here, disruption operational playbook, infiltration operation, ruse operation, set piece operation, false flag operation, false risk operation, disruption operation, sting operation. Okay, these people are doing these to their neighbors. And they are, so we as a country, I would argue, Jeff, you know, it seems to me this is a very extensive program. I'd say we've fallen. I mean, how can a country be, how can a house divided against itself stand?
Well, they know that. The control, come on, the evil on this planet knows that. The quickest way to take this down is to fragment and split society into as many pieces as possible. And they did it with their bioweapon injections. They did it with their fake politics. Yeah. They did it with their corrupted election last time. We got an illegitimate, illegal, alleged president in there who is nothing much more than a walking cadaver whom they shoot up with something every day so he can stand up and read a teleprompter. It's a joke. The world must be howling with laughter.
Yes, indeed. All that is a horrific, sick joke. You know, there's a few glimpses of light, you know, with the Canadian Freedom Convoy. You know, you see good people in Canada standing up for their freedoms, and you hope America will retaliate. I mean, will respond in kind. But this thing is what we're talking about here: psychological warfare, economic warfare, cyber warfare. They have their cyber stalkers. Now, in my life, you know, this is my day-to-day life, and I would love to just get off and talk about what I actually studied in my career, which was climate change, real climate change, you know, the problem. But, I seem to kind of get stuck here on this topic because it is so horrifically destructive, and it involves the degradation of I think the torturers are the most degraded, more degraded than the torturees. I think that would be the case in, you know, Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo Bay or right here at home. These people who are torturing their fellow citizens, you know, what do we call them? We call them gang stalking perpetrators. We call them goons on the ground. We call them flying monkeys. We call them gang bangers. They're scumbags. You know, they're pieces of course, a lot of criminals are in there, and criminals who are maybe cop a deal with the local police to get out if they do this kind of thing. So we have a system, much like the medical system now, which I think has turned, you know, upside down to be destructive. We have I guess my point would be that our military and police and intelligence systems, which are paid and have taken an oath to protect the American people, their betrayal of Americans is as egregious now as our medical doctors, our medical system, who are killing patients for money. And
Lots of money. It's $160,000 per dead Ebola patient. Now, let's keep in mind that they didn't even know if they have Ebola, COVID. I'm looking at two things here. They didn't even know what these tests can or cannot do other than produce a 90 to 95% false positive in terms of the PCR test, and the rapid ready test, the antigen test, is just about as worthless, I'm told, by multiple doctors. So they've got no test for COVID, right? By the way, to go back to remdesivir, it was used in Africa in a very large-scale anti-Ebola drug trial. Every single person who participated in that Ebola trial and took remdesivir died. Every one. So what's the first thing they do in a hospital with people now? Put them on remdesivir. Why? Because they make $8,000 a day, $56,000 a week, just by putting this death in an IV drip bag. That's just the one drip bag, okay? Think about it. It's absolutely evil. This is mass murder. There's no other way to phrase it. It's what it is.
Yes, and my point here, Jeff, is that this is systemic and includes not just our medical system, but the very people we pay to protect us.
Correct. 100% correct.
In terms of military, the military is the number one umbrella agency for these military operations against domestic dissidents, quote unquote, now defined as domestic terrorists, perhaps white supremacists, etc. And this goes back a long way. We have a quote from former CIA director Richard Helms in 1972. We had our fascist system well in place in the Vietnam War days, perhaps you remember. In order to spy on domestic dissidents, he says, just call them terrorists. Well, okay, uh-huh. That's what we've been doing.
Then
we have an ex-FBI saying, a guy named Terry Aubrey, saying, I help destroy people. I'm part of something that is really evil. Well, this is really evil. The gang stalking is trauma-based mind control. It is satanic ritual abuse. It is psychologically, well, it's coming out of MKUltra, all these, you know, mind control experiments the CIA did.
Tavistock, MKUltra, this goes back to even before World War II, they were trying things during the war. This goes back to Edward L. Bernays and then his uncle, Sigmund Freud. This goes way back. Skinner and his box. Look, this is not new. They've taken this to an advanced art form, and it's all being used and disseminated now and inculcated into the populace via electromagnetic frequencies. They have a frequency for everything. It's not a joke. Hold on a minute. We'll be right back. Okay, and we're back with Professor Eric Carlstrom. Go ahead, Eric. This is very interesting. And again, it's difficult for people who are not TIs or who don't know any to believe this at first glance. First time through, it's a little tough. But the technology is so advanced now, it's not hard to do. And your own neighbors can be paid a couple $100 a day or whatever to spy on you, to report on your whatever you're doing at home. Follow you. You wouldn't believe what people will do. All they have to experience is have someone in the government say, look, this person is under suspicion as being a spy, whatever, you get the idea. And we'll pay you $500 a week if you'll be able to give us reports every day on his goings and comings. There's just so much they can do. And then when you leave your home, they can easily go into your house and do routinely, not yours, but others, and they'll rearrange your clothing. They'll move things. They do all kinds of things to try to freak you out, upset you, scare you. How did this happen? I remember what they did to David Dees, the brilliant artist, my very close friend who lived half a mile away from me. He went home one day from going to the market, and they had gone into his house and taken all of his shoes out of his closet, brought them out into the living room, and built a pyramid with all of his shoes. Typical. You know the game.
Typical gaslighting, and of course, that's meant to be so ridiculous that if he were to report that to the police, he would seem, you know, foolish.
Nuts.
Discredit himself. But yeah, this is And of course, you know, these things that are on my website would be really for people who are being targeted as a way to kind of help them to survive this onslaught, this slow kill, soft kill, silent kill, torture, murder program. But I think it's well to talk about it to others because it's our taxpayer money which is supporting this. And so, you know, do we care about our neighbors? Do we love our neighbors like we were taught? I mean, or now do we all just hate our neighbors as we're now being taught? Here's what Susie Dawson says. This system is everywhere. I remember President George Bush saying that in the war on terror, which of course is another scam, the whole world is the battlefield. They weren't joking. Their plan was to have the ability to target any person on the planet in real time. And that is what they have expanded their systems to have the capacity to do with the NSA Global Spy Network and the Five Eyes, the 104 Eyes and the military backing and the fusion centers, et cetera. And that is what they've been doing ever since. We are being targeted and spied on by private intelligence agencies, engaged by government departments and paid for with taxpayer dollars. At what point do we stop victim blaming and start looking at those who are doing the targeting? They are committing treason, Jeff. These people are committing murder. It is treasonous to deprive a fellow citizen of their civil liberties, says the 13th Amendment. These people are just like those doctors. They are liable for murder. So, yeah, if you want to reduce the population, I have some suggestions here. It would be the criminal element here. It's not the people they're targeting, you know. I mean, right. She says, ultimately, this is about the people who are doing the targeting of dissidents, activists, journalists, child abuse survivors, and earthquake insurance claimants, et cetera. These are the same people facilitating the dropping of bombs in Syria, the destruction of Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and so on. Just like wars are fought for profits, so the covert targeting of civilians deploys the same systems that are run by the same people. So, you know, this system which we have underwritten in this country, we spent more on the military-industrial complex in this nation since World War II than on all other sectors of the economy combined every year. Now $800 billion a year, it's the elephant in the room is the military. And, of course, intelligence agency would be several billion more, $100 billion. So now we're talking over a trillion. But I wanted to throw in a new wrinkle in this. This is brought forth in a very interesting video. I think you've maybe talked to Brendan O'Connell a few times. Sure. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
He says, this is a very interesting wrinkle because the same system seems to be being used for fake news. Here's what he says. The military has a name for fake news. It's called IIA operations or Interactive Internet Activities. Cyber stalking, cyber terrorism would be another name. The military uses Interactive Internet Activities, or IIA, as a psychological operations nomenclature for a tactical social media warfare program. Both the old alt media and mainstream media are controlled by the same NATO and Marine psych warfare operation run out of private data analytic companies like Dynology and ClearForce. I think ClearForce is headed up by our good old friend General Michael Hayden, of the Total Information, the guy who like the consummate, Smirsh guy or something, and Dynology, which is run by General Jim Jones and his father, General James Jones. These work in tandem with private security contractor teams playing crisis actor, LARPA, whatever that is, and Johnny on the spot witness for critical events. Now think of the quote unquote insurrection on January 6th. There are vast of registered out-of-work actors and gophers recruited in the same vein as criminal informants for police operations. Many but not all of these people are literally registered pedophiles, drug dealers, and users for the real dirty jobs. This is all an expendable workforce, just as the East German Stasi recruited and maintained its rat lines of street informants and gang-stalking teams. Now, this is a very interesting wrinkle because I think he's right. We're all part of this system. We are all in the pool they can draw from, puff up, delete, suppress, and use as they wilt when the data analytics indicate short, medium, and long-term requirements for information limited release, controlled release, or outright suppression and deletion. That means, I guess, could be kill somebody. This is large-scale military intelligence-based psychological warfare designed and applied to the enemies of the United States overseas and now brought home and privatized, but still run by the same military personnel in private subcontractor form. We're starting to see some convergence of identification of the perpetrators, aren't we here? But then yeah. He goes a little further. And then I like this, too. This is the Wall Street, City of London, British East India Trading Company, private arm and intelligence network running around the United States and elsewhere under the guise of free enterprise. The continued in-your-face long-term privatization or corporatization of the ultimate power method of coercion, i.e. killing, thereby avoided any and all public scrutiny that would be afforded via government departments and strict regulations and guidelines, and the transparency afforded by the U.S. Senate and Congress, and above all, freedom of information legislations. And he gets a little more specific. This is the old British Empire Union of Queen Victoria and the U.K. European Rothschild Jewish mm-hmm. bank cartel. Mm-hmm. The British East India Company and its present internationalist phony right and left arms, the Henry Kissinger Jew and George Soros Jew networks, to name but a few. That union was always very shaky. That is to say, British Empire and the Rothschild Jewish, the whole world Jewry, which of these power groups could you never talk about? Well, that would be world Jewry. Everything you see is a stage managed or co-opted natural event, such as the January 6th protest, co-opted into becoming, you know, a new 9/11.
Did you see what that orange fat pumpkin said? He said if he's reelected in 2024, he will help those January 6th people. That's what he said. He will help them. He will help them. He should have pardoned every one of them before he left. He turned his back on them and walked out. He is a traitor and a fraud. That's what most people think now.
Yeah, I think Brendan O'Connell's getting his material here from a guy named Patrick Berge, who claims to have pioneered this interactive internet activities.
Brendan is a one sharp cookie. Have you spoken to him?
I have not, but I enjoy his videos. He's very, very sharp cookie, as you say.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a bit of a spoiler, and he doesn't seem to like just anybody, but he certainly has great insights, and he's a real geopolitician in his
worldview.
You know, it's the big picture.
Yeah.
So he's saying everything is stage managed or co-opted natural event designed to delete, suppress, channel, divert, and misdirect human energies, thoughts, and behaviors, and actions that would threaten the status quo. In other words, bankers and their plans for a psychologically battered peasantry that is suitably conditioned for compliant, placid herd behavior a la CCP China, ready to be herded into the electrified pen of the UN Habitat Smart Cities program, where if they are feeling benevolent, you'll be slowly battered into sterility and placidity and get to dial in with your virtual reality glasses on the internet in your 200 square foot apartment. So, you know,
that's where it's going. You talk about hamster cages. That doesn't even have room for a wheel.
Yeah, well, Brendan's got the big picture and he's got the details. So you have to admire that. But then he's comparing this to what did they find in the Stasi files in 1989 when the Berlin Wall came down? One third of the Eastern German adult population was bought and paid for registered Stasi informers. Another one third was an informal off the books informants for the state. So two thirds of the East German population. Now this is a well-educated population, or it was informing on each other. So many of the East German Stasi apparatus ended up in Israel, he said. But a lot of them ended up here because Marcus Wolf, the Jewish head of the East German Stasi came over to help start the Department of Homeland Security, which basically is the American equivalent. And I think that the mysteries are solved here. I think we've solved them. This has been a tough problem. I have to say, I've been stalked viciously since 2013. I've been doing interviews on this since 2014. I've been working on the website since 2016. And this has been a big challenge. But of course, I have drawn on the intelligent resources of many, many others. And I feel like the system is fairly well described now. It's rotten to the core. It's the same, thing they had in East Germany with the Stasi and of course it's the Red Terror of the Soviet Union because the Soviets trained the Stasi. So we're dealing with a communist takeover in America, and these are their dirty tricks, and these are their dirty tricksters. And I think a lot of these dirty tricksters are, probably well-intentioned people, who just want to make a living. And think that they're doing good, but they're not. They're doing horrible things. And I hope that they wake up from this, trance. They're in.
Yep, that's what it is. It's like they're walking around in some malaise. It's weird. It's a trance. Whatever you want to call it, it's bizarre. A lot of these people have been shot up, too, with this bioweapon, so they've been damaged. The hippocampus, there are a lot of other neurological issues that can be looked at that have been damaged, are being damaged, that are taking a toll on people in terms of their normal personalities, their normal behaviors. Certainly their overall health is in decline. We know that. So if you've been injected, you have some real serious issues to deal with, and I hope you can find ways to do it. We're doing our best to help here with information. Go ahead.
Yeah, another one of the great resources on this particular topic is Marshall Thomas's book, Monarch, the New Phoenix Program. I'll just remind people of that. What was the Phoenix Program? That was the program during the Vietnam War, 1967 to 1972, that the CIA set up to torture and kill and neutralize, eliminate the Viet Cong civilian population that was supporting the Viet Cong fighters. Because it was a guerrilla warfare, and so they figured that they had to set up a whole computerized system whereby they integrated military and police and other kinds of information in a computer system. And then they set up these regional torture centers, which like our fusion centers.
Yeah.
And so it's a civilian targeting program, and that's really the basis of the model for the Department of Homeland Security, really. And what's the Monarch program? Well, that's the militarized version of the MKUltra trauma-based mind control programs in which people can be remotely electronically traumatized to become mind control slaves. So all of these things are, dark. I mean, most people can't begin to wrap their mind around why anybody would do this kind of thing.
Right.
That's
partly how they get away with it, of course, because the people can't understand it. It just seems too foreign. It's too sci-fi. It's too crazy. But it's real.
It's too dark. But if you start reading about, that the Monarch mind control slaves, like Kathy O'Brien and Bryce Taylor, they were brought up in military bases, and tortured there even as children. And so there's a very dark side of our military, which I think most of our military is not aware of. But so the idea we would coming from this, and this Fritz Springmeier's done a lot of work on this. These are Illuminati mind controlled slaves, bio robot slaves.
Sure.
And the point of Marshall Thomas's book is that the point of a lot of the modern gang stalking is to create these mind control robot slaves remotely, electronically, so that they can control them. And of course, this is the ultimate goal with the quote unquote vaccines, is to also create these robotic mind-controlled slaves, which can be hooked up now to the Pentagon cloud and controlled remotely, electronically. And so they have a converging goal, and that, of course, is the enslavement of humanity. And again, people can't wrap their minds around it, but that is the goal of a certain dominant sect, and always has been, in this country, or in this world of ours. Let me just read this here from The Controversy of Zion by Douglas Reed. The premises are those of the Talmud Torah, namely that God promised a certain tribe imperial supremacy over all enslaved others in this world, an exclusive inheritance of the next world, in return for strict observance of a law based on blood sacrifice and the destruction or enslavement of the lesser breeds without this law. That kind of summarizes it. In other words, Judaism, much to everybody's surprise, according to Douglas Reed, is actually the worship of Moloch. It is the worship of Satan. And, of course, that's what Jesus himself said in John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and his lusts you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and a liar and the father of lies. So Jesus had some very strong words for the Pharisees. The Pharisees are identical theologically to the modern Orthodox Jews. And I don't mean to pick on Jews, and I don't necessarily mean to say it's all Jews, but this is the dominant sect. It is the leadership of this sect, which is the world revolutionary movement, which is providing pressure from above and pressure from below with the revolutionary, you know, street thugs of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And then, of course, the bankers set the pressure from above, and the politicians and the George Soroses and the Henry Kissingers. So the same dynamics, French Revolution, Bolshevik Revolution, and now, are animating these things, but now it's global and the technologies are unbelievable. So that's what we're trying to do, Jeff, I think, is try to wake people up to the technologies as much as anything.
Yes, now we've got a song you wanted to play.
Oh, well, let's try it, yeah.
All right, shall we just roll it?
Yeah, this is a rewrite of a great song from the 60s called Let's Get Together, very idealistic. You know, love is but the song we're singing. Let's hear my rewrite of it a couple of years ago to account for the gang stalking.
I hope this is the one. I think it is. 4 minutes and 20 seconds, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, here we go.
Love is just a song we once sang, but today it just don't pay. I can make 40 bucks an hour harassing targets all day. I got my cell phone and my truck, and I go and do just what they say. Come on, stalkers, now let's spy on our neighbors. Police have got our back, so let's gang stalk each other right now. Saw an ad on the internet, said help us fight the terrorists. After taking just a weekend course, I'm a counter-terror specialist. Our targets are just unlucky folks on the terrorism watch list. Come on, stalkers, now let's psych out our neighbors. FBI's got our back, so let's slow kill each other right now. Being nasty's never been this much fun. We bullied TIs with street theater. We perform our skits and then we run, make our targets even crazier. Seems our work is never done, winning souls for our dark leader. Come on, stalkers, now let's take out our neighbors. FBI's got our back, so let's slow kill each other right now.
From a 2017 gang stalker recruitment video from Highlandville, Missouri. Quote, the Collective, a professional government law enforcement agency operating in 47 countries with over 130,000 highly trained law enforcement agents, an annual budget of over $270 billion. A salary starting at $45 per hour, USA Europe, for an SO, or surveillance operative. Handlers, or SO management, can make up to $140 per hour, USA Europe. The targets are criminals working outside of standard international law. Cutting-edge technology, Generation 7, directed electromagnetic pulse generators, HARM, H-A-R-M, High Amplitude Radio Media, Biocommunications Network. Quote from one of the recruits. I was recruited while in a Dollar Tree store in Wilmington, Massachusetts. A man came up to me and handed me a flyer with the work offer saying I could earn over $40 an hour doing private security work. On Saturday, they showed us the DMPG, or Directed Electromagnetic Pulse Generator, equipment. They talked about the history of the DMPG over its 15 years of use from Generation 1 to Generation 7, which was released in 2017. They showed us how to set up the Gen 6 and Gen 7 DMPGs, how the viewfinder works, and how to set target lock. They explained how to connect DMPG to the phone app. So come on, stalkers, now let's bully our neighbors. Uncle Scam has got our back, so let's soft kill those TIs right now. Right now. Right now.
Very good. A lot of great truths in there and revelations. To be sure. People don't understand. They just don't. It's no mystery. Why not? It's just hidden.
Well, yeah, the media is never going to talk about this. The government will always cover it up. It's only perhaps when it, you know, affects you personally. Unfortunately, they, you know, the people that the target connects with, their family, their friends, they are often targeted as well. And
very
so
good.
We
got to wrap it up. 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, you know, thanks so much, Jeff, for the commitment to trying to expose this. I'd say one of the greatest crimes